Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Yudches, Menachas 18. And we are on the bottom of Yudzayin Mabez. Let's start three lines from the bottom. It's kind of in the middle, but there's no other better place to start. So we'll start three lines from the bottom, up with the word low. The Gemara, yesterday, had just been saying the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, at the beginning of Akomitz Rabbah, which we now find ourselves in for a while. The Mishnah quoted a machlokes, if I have a piggle thought, but about something unusual, something that is eno ro'i, if I think about eating something that's not usually eaten, about burning something that's not usually burned. So is that piggle or not? The Tanakhama says, no, it's not piggle. Or Belazar Pasels, Belazar says it is pasul at least. The question is, what is the reason for Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara suggested on Amud Beis right here in the past 15 lines that maybe this is a machlokes tanaim, whether Rabbi Elazar holds it's fully pigle. It would mamish be like lahakta davar shadarko lechol and lechol davar shadarko lahaktir would be pigle mamish and you'd get kares if you eat it or not, or it's exerid rabbanon. So that was the suggestion that there was a machlokes about what Rabbi Elazar holds. That was the suggestion. So now the Gemara is about to reject that suggestion. Lo, dekuli alma kari slaka. No. Everybody agrees that in the case of lechol davar shadarko lahaktir and vice versa, there's not going to be karis. There's no real pigle in that case. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who in the Mishnah said pasul, he only means pasul. He doesn't mean pickle. Aye, so what's this machlokas in the brisa that we just quoted? Right, v'hacha gimel machlokas b'davar. Here there's really three different opinions exactly what is the halacha in this case. And again, the case is, if you remember in the middle of the amud, the case here is not exactly a case of lech al davar shadarko lahaktir, but it's also a case where you're thinking about something unusual. You have a you shech the carbon in mind to drink the blood the next day. Lishtos bidama lamachar, or to be maktir the basar. So that's davar lahakta davar shadarko lechol, because basar is usually eaten and not burned, except by anola. Or to eat the emurin. So the first case is different than the other two. So the Tanakhama said kasher, our brother said posel, and then the Brisa brought up machshev is hinuach. What about a machshev of leaving it over? That's just to remind ourselves of the Brisa. So says the Gemara, there's no machlokas here. Everybody agrees that karis is not possible in a case of that you don't think a regular thought. I don't think a haktara thought of haktara and achila thought of achila. So what's the machlokas? So Tanakhama savar bahana pligi. The Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Brisa held that by these, by lechol davar shadarko lahaktir, lahakad davar shadarko lechol, all those cases, that's where there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar. Whether it's kasher or pasul, sure not pickle, whether it's kasher or pasul, that's the machlokas. Lehaniach divrei kol kasher. But in what's called machsheves hinuach, we had once or twice in Masechas Zvachim also, I have in mind just to leave over the blood, not to sprinkle it after it's time or after it's in the wrong place, just to leave it over. I have in mind not to do the zrika. Machsheves hinuach, everybody would agree kasha there, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar. That is all the first opinion of the Brisa. Machlokas about our cases, lechol davar shadarko lahaktir, lahak davar shadarko lechol, that's a machlokas. Machsheves hinuach, everybody agrees kosher. That's opinion one. Opinion two. Reb Yehuda savar mahanach pligi lahaniach tevriyakol pasul. Reb Yehuda agrees with part A and not part B. Reb Yehuda says, yes, there's a machlokas about hanach, those, meaning what's under discussion, lahak to davar shadarko lechol, and vice versa. But lahaniach is pasul. This is Reb Yehuda shita. Reb Yehuda is the one that says, machsheves hinuach is pasul. My taima, what's the reason, says the Gemara, gezeira mixas damo, atu kol damo. There's a gzeira, if you have in mind, to leave over some of the blood, that's only a Durabana problem. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't passel that, then you might even come to Makshir, leaving over all the blood. And that, everybody agrees, is a problem. The Chol Damo Psula Daraisa, and everybody agrees that's a problem. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, this was the suggestion in Maseches Zvachim, what the Svara is for Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Lahem Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatem Modim Li, Shem Hinichu L'machar Shepasel. Don't you agree with me if you actually left it over? You didn't do the Zrika, it's puzzle, so thank you. Chishev lahanichol machanami puzzle. So too, if you thought it, Rabbi Yehuda Shita was machshava kamaisa, whatever. And the Gemara there, if you remember, discussed how far does he go. Everything that if you would do would puzzle the carbon. If you think it, it's also going to puzzle the carbon. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If you leave over the whole blood, meaning you don't do any Zrika, of course that's going to puzzle the carbon. So too, if you think about mixas, So that also, Mishum Gzeiro, we're going to say, is Pasul. Right, Tosfos discusses on the top line Tema Belishtos Midamo Nami Nigzar Ato Kaldamo. Why the Gemara doesn't make a gzera if you have a kavana to lishtos to drink some of the blood? You don't make a gzera of drinking the whole blood. Why not? Some Achronim say the Olah Shlomo says it's not shchiach to drink blood. There's an Isadar Raisa in last week's parsha. Parsha Sab to drink blood. So that is. That is the second opinion, though, in the Gemara. So we have the Tanakhama, who says they argue about lahakter lechol, switching, and everybody agrees, kosher by lahaniach. Rabbi Yehuda says they argue about the lahakter lechol cases, everybody agrees, pasol, by lahaniach. And then we have the third, shita, v'yasar b'lozer l'meimar, af bezu, Rabbi Eliezer, posav achav machshirin. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there's a machlokas about both. Even by Machshavas Yiruch. That was Rabbi Elazar's shita. Rabbi Elazar, back in the Brisa, right, if you remember, he said, Af bizu, Rabbi Elazar Pozavach Machshirin. So that was the suggestion of the three-way machlokas in the Brisa. It's related to the Isser of drinking blood. The Sefer Achinuch mentions in Kuf Mem Ches, in Parshas Sav, Shalechol Dam Behema Chayvov, there's an Issa Daraisa to eat the blood of an animal, a chay or an oaf, Choldam Lo Sochlu, Vechulu, Venichpol Aminiyazot, said this a number of times, and he talks about the reasons, if there could give a reason for the Issa of Shtiyaz Dam, V'yefshar Lomar Bedam Od, Kimovad Roa Mizgo Shehu Raha Mezeg. Besides the fact that it itself is abhorrent, eating blood, says the Chinuch, it's a brazen. Somewhat, it's inappropriate. Sheyivla adam mi ba'alei chayim shekemoso baguf. Oso hadavar shebahen shehachayos mamash tali olav. V'nashem niksheres bo. Blood symbolizes soul. This is the life. The lifeblood of a being, and is it appropriate that I am going to intake the lifeblood of another being? It's achzarius ki yadua sheish lebehemos nefesh, because the chinuch says it's clear that the behemos have a nefesh. What does a nefesh mean? It doesn't mean a neshama. It means a nefesh. Why? Yichanu achachamim nefesh chiyunis. It has a living soul. Klomar sheena sichlis. It's a nefesh chiyunis and not a nefesh sichlis, meaning it's not an intellectual soul. They don't have seichel. They have instinct, we'd call it. Chiyunis and not sichlis. Gam nira osam, sheish lanafsh osam b'china, lishamar minafol me'achas apchasim. Right, they run away from scary things that scare them. Right, they won't go near it. So that shows there's some type of nefesh, says that it's not like a tree. A tree doesn't have a rock. Doesn't have a nefesh, but animals, say the chinuch, has some type of nefesh, not a nefesh like people have. A nefesh chiyunis and not a nefesh sichlis. That's what how the chinuch classifies it. Then he quotes the Ramban. Another reason for Israel Achilas Dam is because the blood comes part of you, and if you will become like the item that you are eating the blood from. Okay, so that's also inappropriate. That's a little bit about the Isser of Achilas Dam. Okay, weiter. So we just knocked out the possibility that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah held there's an Isser Kares by these Machshavos of Lahakter, Davar Shadarko, Lechol, and vice versa. We said everybody agrees that there is no Kares. The Machlokas is really about Machsheves Hinuach. So now the Gemara says, along the way, we mentioned something that we're going to ask on. V'savar, Rabbi Yehuda, Lahaniach, Midamo, Lamachar, Divrei HaKol Pasul. 1 minute. Rabbi Yehuda held that everybody would agree, machsheves hinuach is pasul. If I have kavana, not to be zorik the dam lachar zmano, which is a real pickle, not to be zorik the dam la shalobim komo, which is also a din daraisa. But even machsheves hinuach, I have in mind just to do nothing. I have in mind to leave over the blood. That's not in the Torah anywhere. So everybody would agree pasul in that case. Who says? 20 lines now of the till we get to the proof. Vatanya, we have a brisa quoted. Amar Rebbe, kishahalachti lamatzos midosai, eitzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. When I went literally to squeeze out my measures by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that means to ask all the kashas. When I went to want to squeeze it for all he's got, or squeeze myself out. Right, all the questions that I have. So when I went to squeeze myself out by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, v'yamri la l'masas midosav shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, or I went to squeeze him out. Right, when I went to do all those things, unusual lashon. It's like the reflection is that, you know, the Rebbe or the Talmud's got to do everything he can in order to ask all the shilas from the Rebbe, or the Rebbe has to do everything he can to give it to the Talmud. There is a discussion, what exactly is the definition of a Rebbe Muvhak? Rebbe Muvhak, is that your matzos his midos? So the Gemara says in one place, Rov Chachma so mimenu. Rov Chachma, the rov of a person's wisdom. Does that mean information-wise? Does that mean how to think? Different discussions in the poskim. The Prima Gadim says, quoted in Pesachet Shuv in Yaradeya, there is no concept of Rebbe Muvhak anymore, Bizman Hazeh. There's no concept of it. Why? Because we have so many Svarim. And we learned so much from Svarim. In the olden days, when there were no Svarim really, or hardly anybody had Svarim, in the days of the Shagas Aryeh, there was, he didn't even have a Shas. Right? He would go into a town, he'd like, oh, you have a Shas? He'd borrow Gemara one by one. So, in those days when really most of your wisdom came from a Rebbe. Mashaiki Bizman Hazeh, it's hard to say that Rov Chachmaso is from one person, a Rebbe Muvhak, because there's so much information that we get from Svarim, and that this Sefer is my Rebbe, and this Sefer is our Rebbe. It's so split up. So that's why at least some suggest that there is no, the Prima Gadim says that there's no concept, and the Prima Gadim even adds that there's a halacha, of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. You're not allowed to paskin before you look in the Svarim. If it's something to look up, unless it's a Zilkari Beirav, if it's a Pasuk in Chumash. But other than that, if it's a real Psak, says the Prima Gadim, you gotta look it up, because if you don't, that's Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Your Rabbeim are on the table right here. Right? So that's why, if we Paskin before, looking it up, that could be an Isser, a violation of Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav on page Lamed Beis, V'chein haya Rabbeinu Mazir kama pa'amim, She'en l'Rabbanim lufsok she'elot ala telephone, mi b'li la'ayin bifnim b'svarim. Right? Don't give a straight answer right away. Again, I guess, I assume if somebody asks him, you know, Basar V'chalav, you know, you're allowed to eat meat and milk. If it's clear cases, that might not be called a hora. But if it's something that has to be determined, so one should wait. Dumei Tamanal, right? Because of this idea of Mor Halakh B'nei Rabbo, one should make sure to look it up and have him mituna badin. But there's a discussion here, if you want to look it up, about the definition of Rebbe Muvhak on page Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis in Nefesh HaRav. So Vaita, the Gemara says, remember the goal of the next 20 lines of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda had said that everybody agrees. Machsheves hinuach is pasul. Everybody agrees. So is that really true? So we're going to quote this brisa. So Rabbi says that when I went to squeeze out Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, or squeeze myself out, Matsasi Yosef HaBavli, Yoshev Lefanav. I found Yosef HaBavli sitting in front of him, V'hayachaviv lo b'yoser ha'ba'achas. And he was very precious to him. This Talmud was very precious to the Rebbe. Ad la'achas. What do those two words mean? Ad la'achas, the most special one, or ad achas, the sheet that takes out the lamed. So what does that mean? So the Tosa says, ad achas, two days, Megillah Starim, the Rabbeinu Nisim, quotes one of the Gaonim, Garis ad la'achas, Pirish ad ma'od. Day number one, ad la'achas means very much. Okay, number one. Number two, v'yesh mefarshim, ad achas means ad nefesh, shenikris yechida. The person's soul, the person's nefesh is called the yechida. Kabbalistically, it's the one inside of us. So ad achas, he loved this Talmud down to his core, down to his soul. 2 days in Tosis. Doesn't sound like a regular Tosis. Tosis getting shot. What does ad achas mean? That's number two. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, we haven't had a Ben Yehoyada in years. Says the Ben Yehoyada is all about Agarata, right? When you have a story in Agarata, where do you look? You look in the Marsha, the Ein Yaakov, the Maral, and Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai. So the Ben Yehoyada, the first one of Menachis, is right here, Yud Ches. We haven't had Agarata yet. Baruch Hashem. So, says the Ben Yehoyada, what does it mean, Abba Achas? Says the Ben Yehoyada, there are two types of love. This idea we've mentioned in the four, but not in this context. Two types of love. Yesh Ahava Morkeves, V'yesh Ahava Pshuta. There is simple love, and there is more keves, many elements of the love. What do I mean? Dahainu. Adam oev tapuchim. Let's say somebody loves apples. Right, nowadays we'd substitute pizza. I guess in those days they had apples. Adam oev, yesh adam oev tapuchim va'anavim. Bishvil shegufo nanemehem. Because my goof gets enjoyment from them. Zuhi avo more keves. Betapuchim ubegufo. You love two things. You love apples and you love yourself. And therefore, apples make you feel good. And, right, if you really love the apples, maybe you'd save it forever. You don't really love the apples. You love yourself, and the apples make you feel good. So that's avo merkevis. Shimhaya mazikin lugufa loya ovisam. If you have an apple that would be bad for you, you wouldn't eat it. Avo avas ha'avim bino. Let's say a parental love of a father to a son. Hi ava pshuta. Viafilu engufo nanami menu. Viafilu imitsara hu oivoso. that love for a father to a son doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The father loves the son, even if the son is difficult. Hariza ava achas. That's simple, pure love. Dichvasa beben. V'chein yish ava ben yish l'reyehu. Ben rav l'talmido. Ben adon l'masharso. There's Rebbe to Talmud, and husband to wife, and man to his friend. There are loves that are merkeves, which are, it's totally on, right, ava shatuliyah v'davar, how much benefit, I get from it, I give you, you give me. But then there's ava that's more pure. Hopefully when it gets to spousal love, when it gets to other love, that becomes ava's, ava pshuta. So he says, that's what he means here. It was one, it was singular, it was ava pshuta. Meaning it was pure, just like father to son, this Rebbe to Talmud had that love that a that is pure. Nimshach mena ava shehi achas te'enim or kevis. That's the suggestion of the Ben Yehoyada, which we'll have another Ben Yehoyada later in a few minutes, but that's the Ben Yehoyada. Related to this, we mentioned in a parsha here a couple of years ago, the Malbim. The Malbim says that the Torah tells us when Yaakov Avinu was working for Rachel, what does it say? Vayhi be'enav ki yavim achadim. It was yavim achadim avasa osa, which usually means, went quickly. It was like nothing. Yavim achadim avasa osa. I asked the Malbim, usually if you love something and you can't wait for it, every day seems like a year, not the opposite. It doesn't go quickly, it goes slowly. If you're waiting for something that you really don't want to happen, then it usually goes quickly and you get there. But if you're waiting for something that you love, so then, you know, you can't wait and it goes very slowly. Says the Malbim, exact same idea as the Ben Yoyad, the Malbim Pashas Vayetzeh. He says there are two types of love. There's Avas HaCheshek, Avas HaDavar, and Avas Atzmo. And he gives the example, if you love apples, if you love pizza, if you love fish, he talks about fish, you love fish, so you eat the fish. Oh, you really love the fish. That's great. So you destroy it. Right, if you love the fish, you'd put it in a tank and take care of it. That's true love. If you eat the fish, that's your love of yourself. That's not a love of the fish. So when it's Ahavas Atzmo, which is most loves like that, so then Yom Lishana Yechashev, then every day seems like a year. It takes longer. But if it's love purely of the other item, of the other person, so then we are so excited about and value the recipient of the love, so then it goes quickly. Because it's not Ahavas Atzmo, it's Ahavas Adavar. That's the love that Yaakov had for Rachel. He was machshever so much and valued her so much, it went in the opposite order. Lo mitzad acheshek, atcha shamim hayu be'enav kiyamim, ki avas acheshek hu avas atzmo, lo avas hadavar, aval avas hatov, oheves hadavar hatov, lo es atzmo. V'alze amar ba'avaso osa, shlo haisa ava choseres. Which the Ben Yehuda called Ahava Merkeves. Same exact idea. Here, the Ben Yehuda puts it into Adla Achas, and the Malba put it into Ba'ahavaso Osa. So, three pshatim, two in Tosas, one in the Ben Yehuda. So, what happens? Rebbe comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and he has this special beloved Talmud in front of him. Omer lo Rebbe. And he says to him, the Talmud, the Rabbi Yosef Abavli asks the Rebbe, Hashokin es azevach laniach midabal amachar mahu. What's the halacha by machsheves hinuach? Right, you shaft an animal in order to leave over the blood. So amar lo kasher. The Rebbe says kasher. Arvis amar lo kasher. Shachris amar lo kasher. He asks him every 5 times a day. Sarayim amar lo kasher. Mincha. Sarayim is different than mincha, right? Sarayim seems to be earlier. Mincha is later. What do you mean? Can't you daven mincha in the Sarayim? Why is that called mincha? Right, but this relates to the discussion of Mincha Gedola, Mincha Katana. Interesting, the Gemara here has different times. Sarayim and then Mincha. Amar, you could just say Mincha just means when they usually brought the Tamashar Ben Arbayim, which is later in the day. But Mincha, Amar lo. But finally, by Mincha, he added. Up until now, he said Kasher, 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 Kasher. By Mincha, he says Amar lo, Kasher, Elasher, Beliezer, Posel. He says Kasher, but you know what? Beliezer holds Posel. So he added that detail in the afternoon. Savu Panav Shor Yosef Abavli. Rabbi Yosef Abavli's face started shining. He was so excited about that detail. Omer lo Yosef. Omer lo, he says to him, Yosef, Kimedume ani shlo kivananu shmuaseinu anata. Well, you didn't like what I said till now. Only now you're shining. Right, what's going on? I don't understand. You aren't excited about my first vart. Right, only now. Omer lo. Rebbe Haynes says, exactly, you're right. I'm more excited about this one. Why? Ella Sheb Yehuda Posel Shunali. I learned my Rebbe told me Pusel. In this case. And I couldn't understand. He kept saying Kasher, 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 Kasher. So I thought I made a mistake. I thought I was remembering wrong. V'chazarti al kol tamidav. Ubikashi lo chaver. I asked all of you, those other Talmidim. I thought my notes were wrong. I have my look at my notebook. I thought my notes were wrong. And I look for it. Below Matzasi. Nobody had a Mesorah that anybody said Pasol in this case. Until finally, that's why I asked you 10 times. Achshav sheshanita li Pasol. Now that you said Pasol, that at least there's an opinion out there that Rabbi Eliezer says Pasol, hechzarta li avidasi. You have returned to me my lost item. You have shown me that, you know, what I heard from my Rebbe was true. There's what to say here, but we're just going to continue first. Zol Gwain of the Moshe of Elizabeth Shemua. Elizabeth Shemua started crying. Right. How many times, what was the last time we cried in Seder Kachim? Right? That's the man, this whole conversation here, it's all in Torah. Says, I started crying. He started crying. Amar, Ashrecha Talmidei Chachamim. He says, oh, praise are you, our great Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem B'Yosar. You get one little piece of Torah, and your face starts shining. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Kara Alav HaMikra Hazeh, he called about it this pasuk, Ma Hafti Sarasecha, Kala Yomi Sichasi. Oh, how much I love Torah. The whole day I talk in Torah. V'chulu. Okay. Viter, let's finish, we didn't get to the Raya yet. We'll talk about all these details in a minute, as Hashem, but we didn't get to the Raya. Hamipnei. And now the Rebbe continues. The Rebbe continues explaining to the Talmud. What he is explaining? The other Rebbe, that told Yosef. Yosef was a Talmud here. Yosef heard from his Rebbe Yehuda, apostle. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says, everybody says kosher except Rabbi Elazar says apostle. So now, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who's the Rebbe here, says, let me explain to you why your Rebbe told you apostle. Let me explain. Hamet b'nei sher Rabbi Yehuda b'nosher Rabbi Eloi. Plain Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda by Eloi, buried right outside of Tzfat. Rabbi Eloi, Talmidash Rabbi Eliezer. Lefichach shanel chamishas Rabbi Eliezer. Let me explain, because your Rebbe is a grand Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. And Eliezer is the one that holds Pasul. That's exactly why you heard that Mesorah. He didn't say anything. His grand Rebbe said that. So he didn't tell you any other Shita. That's why he said Pasul. Period. That's the end of the Braisa. Let's just do the question now. V'isakez. Why did we bring this whole Braisa, remember? What did we say? Because the whole conversation was that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lekule Alma, everybody agrees Machsheves Hinuach is Pasul. If you have in mind to leave over the blood, leave it over, not do anything, puzzle. But you see from this whole story, it's not Lekulei Alma. And if you want to say he taught him what the Talmud heard from Rabbi Yehuda was Divrei HaKol, so my Achzarteli Yevedasi. What does it mean? Oh, now I understand what my Rebbe said. Iyu Plugte Kamerlei. He told him as a machlokas about it. So it's wrong what his Rebbe said. What would he be so excited about? If you heard from his Rebbe, there's one opinion out there that says that, okay, now he knows which opinion that is. But if his Rebbe had told him that everybody agrees, and now his new Rebbe is saying there's a machlokas about it, that wouldn't make him too happy. He has a wrong Mesorah. So the Gemara, let's just finish the whole thing and then we'll come back. So Elamai says the Gemara what? Kasher. Rebbe Yehuda Pasul. Asnei. What? So what did he hear from his Rebbe? His Rebbe told him that there's a machlokas about it? Sihachi, my ka, my homipnei. So then what's the new Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, explaining, oh, let me explain to you what your Rebbe said. Ananami plukta kama season. They both said the same thing. He said there's a machlokas and he said there's a machlokas. So what does he have to explain it for? So Ella, what must be? Go back to what we said. La olam divrei hakol pasul asnei. He really taught him divrei hakol. That's what the Rebbe, the other Rebbe, that's what Rabbi Yehuda had told this Talmud. And that's why this Talmud was so excited. Umay Hechzatali Avidasi. So what does Hechzatali Avidasi mean? If his first Rebbe told him that everybody agrees Pasul, and this new Rebbe is saying there's a machlokas about it, why is he so excited about that? What does it mean? You gave me back my lost item? It's two different things. So, no. The Hodr Le Miya Shum Pasul's Pa'olam. Up until this point, he never heard of anybody that said Pasul. Everybody said kosher, 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 kosher. So he thought his Rebbe was totally wrong. So now at least that he hears there's a machlokas about it. So now that my Rebbe said divrei hakol pasul, okay, now I have, at least my Rebbe has a leg to stand on. Okay. Good. Talk two or three points. First, let's continue with the Ben Yoyada. Let's go backwards a little bit. The Ben Yoyada asks, why is it that at the end when he was so excited and he wanted to say, oh, this Talmud, one little bit of Torah, and his face starts shining, what does that pasuk have to do with a little bit of Torah? That pasuk sounds like, you learn all day, you can't stop learning. I love your Torah, which, by the way, is the pasuk on the top of Sefer Ava. The Rambam has a pasuk at the beginning of a Sefer, every one of his 14 books. Ma'ada Avas Manim, right? Everyone has a pasuk on top. So, Abba has, Ma'ahati Sarazakh Kalayim Asikhasi. Can't find a more beautiful pasuk. Anyway, so ask the Ben Yehoyada, why is that the pasuk quoted by the Gemara to teach me that, oh, any tiny little bit of Torah he's excited about? That pasuk just means you spend the whole day learning, says the Ben Yoyada. He should have quoted Pikudi Hashem Yishor Mislam Chaylev. Right, Sazanochi Elim Rasecha. Venirali Bisyata Deshmaya. Who Ra'asha Samach Simcha Gedola Aldavar Echadavka. He saw, the Rebbe saw that this student was so excited about a little thing. Vizechidish. The Aldavar Echad Kolkach Sameach. A little thing you're so excited about. If you're an hour unbelievable shiur, okay, be excited. One little thing you're excited about. Kol Shekein Yu Shnayim Oesro Mei Adver. But he says, if you're so excited about this little thing, then I don't know what you'd be like with two things, with 10 things. You'd be unbelievable. V'yalzeh hevi mahati sorasecha. That's why he brings the pasuk. Why? To hachi kamar David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. This is what David HaMelech means by the pasuk. Afal pidur achava mitzvah schamaot. Even though the Torah is infinite, like another pasuk in Tehillim says, the Torah is infinite. Al kol zeh gam sha'ani asig chelek hama'at mimena. Even, David HaMelech says, getting a little bit of it is as if that I get everything. Because I know it's impossible to finish. Lo alacham lacha l'gmar. And the word ma, ma's like what? Just a little bit. Ma symbolizes a little bit. That's what ma is. Ma! Just a little bit, ma! What? A little bit! Ahavti sarasecha. I love that Torah. It's as if I get a little ma. It's as if kol hayom isichasi. So let's the kol hayom. Akol zeh ahavti sarasecha. V'kol shen kasher hazik chelek kodem imena. V'zeh chelek hamuat nikra ma she ma. Nikra ma. Eino be'enai ma she ma. It's not like ma, it's not like a little bit in my eyes. Ela erenu harbe ki'ilu kol hayom isichasibo. That's the ma, the little bit. Ahavtis Rasecha, David HaMelech loves it. Kol hayom isichasi. There's nothing small. They quoted in the past, somebody once came to the Chazanish and said, I've yishli sheilak tana. And he answered, he says, ain't sheilak tana b'torah. There's no such thing as a small question. If you're asking it, it's a question, it's a question. There's no small thing. There's no ma. The second it's ma, it translates into kol hayom isichasi. That's the, a little bit turns into to a lot. Right, the, okay. The one other ha'ara to mention, and this comes up many places, I'll just quote two of the sources that I don't always mention, and that is the simcha that they had in Talmud Torah here. Even a little bit of Talmud Torah, that's what they were about, and they had such simcha to hear a little verse. Like, we go to a shiur sometimes, and unless it's a super duper inspiring shiur, like, oh, what kind of shiur was that? What kind of shiur was that? It's like, they have to be inspired. Here's like the tiny little, what? A machsheves hinuach. Not one of the most exciting topics that we'd say on Menachas Daf Yud Ches. But, it gives you chiyus, right? Chai, that's how you remember where this Gemara is. Because Torah gives you chiyus. Yud Ches makes you chai, makes you alive. So where else do you see? There are many sources related to the Simcha in Talmud Torah. So, what is one of the sources that I don't always quote is the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov and Brachas. Right, we quote Rav Avraham Minahar in Nedarim about Mitzvos Lav Lahenos Nitnu. We quote others, but just this one source, and the Eglei Tal and the Hagdam, I quoted in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, but at least let's quote the stipler. The stipler in Brachas is talking about the Lundish question that many Achronim talk about, what type of Bracha is Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. So Pashtus is Machlokes, whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shavach VaHodah. Those are the two days. The Gros seem to say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Other Achorim, Birchas Shalach VaHodah. Meaning you're about to learn Torah. So, many nafkaminas, what if you're saying psukim not to learn? What if you're just thinking? What if you're writing? Many nafkaminas about whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shalach VaHodah. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Stipler quotes a third idea, which is quoted by a few Achronim, but not as many as the other two days, and that is maybe it's a Birchas HaNehenin. Birchas HaNehenin. On the hanah that one gets from Talmud Torah. And even though by other mitzvahs we say mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it's nitan lehenos. Where do you know that from? See, quotes our discussion from Mudr Hanah. The case in Nedarim, Daf Mem Ches, was a case where somebody is Mudr Hanah, and I'm not allowed to get hanah from a city. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to use all the lulav and the esrog. You can use all those things from the city, because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. You can't use the svarim from the city. Why not? Mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. Says Rav Avraham Minahar, when we're showing him on a Nedarim Daf Mem Ches, because learning is different. Learning is nitan lehenos. Pikudei Hashem Yishor Mislam Chilev. Somebody's an avel, he's not allowed to learn. He's allowed to do mitzvahs, he's not allowed to learn. Why? Because learning is inherently simcha. So the stipler quotes that, but then he quotes that if you look at the nusach habracha of a birchas hamitzvah and a birchas shevach, what's the difference? And birchas hanehenin, birchas hamitzvah always focuses on the act. Whether it's lamed or al, but it's lishmoa, lahavlik ner shel chanukah, al mitzvahs, Miguel, right, whatever it is, it's focusing on the act. Birchas Hanenin focuses on the bria, the item. Right, Bori Minei Mizonos. Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. It focuses on the item. That's the difference between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNehenin. Says the Stipler, excuse me, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, we say two brachas in the morning. Number one, we say Lasso B'Divrei Torah, which is focuses on the act. So fine, that is a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's focusing on the act. What about the other bracha? Shabbat Harbanim Mikolam Ibn Asalon Astaraso. It's focused on the Torah, on the Chafsa. That's a Birchas HaNehenin. It says two brachas in the morning. Those are the two brachas. One of them being a Birchas HaNehenin, and one of them being a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov, Brachas, Simen Chav Dalet. Birchas HaTorah, Shachos, Yikashnei Brachas, Bracha Rishona, Asher Gershom, Zavzvanu, Ala Divrei Torah, Zeo, Signum, Brachas, Birchas HaMitzvahs, V'yachach, Birchas, Asher Bachar Banu, Shukin Nusach, Birchas HaNehenin, Shemivarech, Al Chefsa Shal Torah. And he continues more. But that's related to this Hana that was gone. Just related to the Hana, just one other source, and then we'll continue. It's Hana and that Torah was part of their lives. They couldn't stop. There's a beautiful Tiferes Yisrael Ha'ara in Krisus, in Paragimel, where the Mishnayos in Krisus discuss the very complicated and challenging cases. If somebody is Boel Achoso, that's Achos Aviv, that's Achos Imo, Behelam Echad, how many Karbanos are you Chayiv? But all these challenging cases. But the Mishnah starts off in Gimel Zion increases. Rabbi Akiva said, Sha'althias Rabbi Gamliel vs Rabbi Yeshua be'itlis shel ima'um. Sha'alch ulikach behemol mishnah benosha Rabbi Gamliel. I asked this question to Rabbi Yeshua in the shuk of ima'um when he was going to buy an animal for the wedding of his son. That's the beginning of that Mishnah. And then the question is, Habal achoso b'alachos aviv b'alachos imo b'alam echad. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, what kind of kash is he asking in the middle of the marketplace? First of all, it's not a simple question. Second of all, it's, say, what's the message? So the message is that they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop. This was so part of them. Says the Tiferes Yisrael right there. It's good to quote a Tiferes Yisrael in Krisus. Paragimel os membeis. Kamash malan. Da'afshah yanasi tar ben isui beno. Fubamakam hamon shebashuk. Vegama bezin hayimo. Afilohachi lo chashash rabbi akiva mi lishal meyam dinim elu sheinim mitsuyim. Biyado behen sheba'an vesunusan lo yakpidu. Vekamash malan shlo yizbaishu shem bemakam mefursum lomar lo shamanu. Vulami shebekol iskeim hayarak toras hashem chefsam. Viyurasol penayim. Right, and they couldn't stop. And then he says, maybe it's connected because marriage and Arias, maybe there's a connection in Yonah the Yoma, but that's only in the brackets. That's a great Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, here we go. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. So background to this Mishnah, we just have to learn another Mishnah. The Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. If you have it there, if not, I'll say it. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah describes that there are three times that we put oil into a carbon mincha. Three times. I think we quoted this in the past. First, the first thing we do by a karen mincha is we put oil in. And then we put the flour in. And then we add a little bit more oil and we mix it up. That's called belila. You're mixing it up. And then after that you put more oil in to fulfill a mitzvah called yitzika, pouring oil. So there's three oils. There's matan bekli. That's the first putting it in. Then there's a little bit that goes with the belila, the mixing. And then there's the mitzvah of yitzika. That's what it says. Kol manachas anasos bechlitu nashlosha matana shemen. Yitzika, belila, matan shemen. That's backwards. But those are the three times. So this Mishnah talks about are all of these ma'akev. So says the Mishnah, lo yatzak lo bala, if yitzika pashtus was not done. Does it mean not done? Does it mean not done by a kohen? We'll see. Lo yatzak lo bala belila was not done. Lo pasas. Certain menachos are first baked and then kmitza is done. They're baked into like wafers and then they're broken up and then the kmitza is done. Remember we said earlier back in the first parak that was one of the avodas kashas from Hamikdash to get the pieces under your fingers exactly smooth on the edges. That's one of the three avodas kashas from Hamikdash. So lo pasas, if you didn't break them into pieces, what does that mean? Rashi says, on the last skinny line, first wide line, you didn't break them into pieces except the amount that you need for kmitza. Sounds like if you didn't do that, then it's totally pasul. You only broke enough into pieces that you need for the kmitza. L'chadchili is supposed to break the whole thing into little pieces. But that's all you did. V'lo malach, or you did not salt the karbon. We mentioned, after you bring the karbon, the kmitza, onto the mizbeach, you put salt on it. Let's say a person did not put salt on it. Below hainif, or you didn't do tnufa. There are two karbanos, mincha, that require tnufa waving. One of them is the, Rashi says, one of them is the omer brought on the second day of Pesach. Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully we'll do that this year. We'll bring the carbon to Omer on the day of the Beis of this Tenufa. And also a mincha that's brought for an Aveira of Sota. Minchas Kinaos. Both of those are waived, says Rashi. But let's see, you didn't do the waving there. This, so we're going to see in the end it's going to be kosher. The Sfasemis says this Lohenef must only be going on the Kinaos. Because the Omer, if you don't wave it, that's the whole Avodah. What's it called? Yomaneif. It's called Yom. The whole thing is tenufa by the Omer. That's a major ingredient. So the Sfasemis says it can't. The Mishnah can't be referring to that one because that for sure is Ma'akev. Vayter v'lo higish. Before you do the Avodahs of the Mincha, it has to be brought close to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Hagasha. If you didn't do the Hagasha, Shepatatan Pita Merubos, or if I crumple them up into large pieces, and I'm supposed to do them into small pieces, v'lo mashchan, and I did not anoint, I didn't pour oil on those that require more oil, as the Rashi says, meshuchim b'shemen, k'shera, all these are kasher b'di'evin. All these are kasher b'di'evin. By the way, it says, lo malach, having malicha on the karban is the basis for a halacha that we have in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, not on Shabbos. Hilchas Kufsam, Simen Kufsamach Zayin. Hilchas Betzias Apas. This is a weekday. The Rama says, Mitzvah Lahavi Akol Shulchan Melach, Kodem Sheyivsa. It's a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Ki Ashulchan Domalim is Beach Vaha Achilak Karban. Venema Akol Karban Chatakri Melach. Vahu Megin Min HaPuranus. It protects you from, difficulties, says the Rama. And therefore, even if, and that's what it says in the Mishnah quotes a Medrash. She saw Yoshin Maptin and Zazet, she delete day, and what happens? We wash, and then it takes eight other people to wash. So I'm sitting there doing nothing. Right, I'm sitting there doing nothing. So at that moment, the Kitrugim and Shemayim are looking down at us. Look at that guy wasting time. Being Mavatel. He's sitting there without mitzvahs. So he says, the Satan Makadrig Aleihem. So what do? Bris Melach Megin Aleihem. You put salt on the table? His table's like a Mizbeach. Can't do anything. Says the Makadrig is his mouth is closed. Mr. Brewer, it's Mr. Brewer. Right? Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Katin Lamid Base. Right? Siv Katin Lamid Base. That's the Mishnah Brewer that we should have salt. So even if, how often do we eat bread during the week? Right? Not too often. But somebody asked me yesterday in Shul, what about if you're having pizza? Somebody said, you don't put salt on pizza. At least most people don't put salt. So I don't know. Ketchup has salt in it. I don't know if that counts. But my kids put ketchup on their pizza, even though there's already enough red. And I don't know. Anyway, but there's a kid, seems like from the post game, just to have salt on the table. Just have salt on the table without using it. Just have salt on the table. That's the okay, what's the language of the Rama? Mitzvah lahavi akol shulchan melach. Doesn't even say you have to use it. I'll call right. That's I saw in the Piskei Chubas. I think they said even if you don't use it, as soon as I have salt on the table. Anyway, it's related to melicha of a carbon. Right. Pitin merubos. That means you're supposed to crumple them up into small pieces, but instead you did it into big pieces.
And how's that any difference? If I didn't crumple it up,
so we'll talk. The Gemara's going to talk about it. If you didn't crumple it up at all, as we'll see. Right. You might say that. What's the difference between lo pasas and pitin merubos? We'll see. So it's a my lo yatsak. So let's go back to the first one. What does it mean lo yatsak? That you didn't pour the oil on. Ile lo yatsak klal. If you say you didn't pour the oil on at all, ikuba kasaba. What do you mean you have to? Ela lo yatsak kohen. Elazar. The first two words of the Mishnah mean that a zor did the yatsika. And that's okay, bidi eved. See, hachi, if that's true, lo balanami, lo balakon elazar. So the next two words of the Mishnah also must be parallel. So what does that mean? If a kohen didn't do it, but a zar did it. So if a zar did yitzikar belila, it's okay, bidi eved. Halo balaklap psula. But it's mashma that if you didn't do belila at all, you didn't mix up at all, it's possible. But vahatzna, we learned in the Mishnah. Later on, the famous din of Reb Zera. Shishim nivlalim, shishim echad ein nivlalim. If somebody brings a karban mincha, they can bring 60 esronin in one kli, because you're going to put in one lug of oil, and that's mixable. But if it's 61 is thrown in, they cannot be brought in one kli, because that's not going to mix well with one lug. You can't add more oil, and therefore that would be a problem. And we asked, what do you mean? If it's not mixed, what's the difference? We learned that even if you don't do belila, it's kosher. The Amar of Zera, here it is. As long as it's fit to be mixed, you don't have to mix it. You only need the potential. Because she ain't a royal bila bila makevesbo. You only need the potential. Question mark. So how could our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that if a czar does it, it's okay. Mashbet, if you don't do it at all, it's possible. What do you mean? We know from elsewhere that you don't have to do it at all. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. So it's not parallel. Midi Arya, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. So say the four words of the Mishnah are not parallel. Lo Yatzak, Lo Yatzak, Kohen Elazar. Lo Bala, Lo Bala, Klau. So it's not exactly parallel, right? This din of Reb Zeira is the basis for many halachas. One of the most famous ones being Roy Labias Mayim by Chatzitza, right? Water does not have. If I go into the mikvah, I don't have to open my mouth or my eyes when I go into the mikvah. Water doesn't have to get in there, but it has to be Roy Labias Mayim, meaning there are issues of Chatzitza within my mouth, even though I don't have to open my mouth. There are issues of Chatzitza within my eye, even though I don't have to open my eyes. Right, contact lenses, certain types of temporary fillings. All these are issues because you need royal bias mayim, even though you don't need actual bias mayim. Ask Tosfos, the Diraskol of Amar Abzera. It says many times in the Torah you have to be bolel. So why isn't that ma'akev? You should have to do it. You should have to do it. V'im Tomar, fourth line of Tosfos. V'hatana ba'kra t'ksiva balila. Answers Tosfos v'yishlamar d'lo mishtamikra d'lechto b'shum duchta uvilalta. B'shem and B'lashon Tzivui. No way does it say it in a Lashon of Tzivui. Mix. It says, it just describes what the Kohen does. It doesn't say anywhere, Uvi Lalta, Lashon Tzivui. Then Tosfos says, if you don't need it, how do you know you even need the potential? See, there's a very important line in Tosfos. V'yesh lomar svara ba'almahi. It's a svara. Zera is based on a svara. Kivan tekaza rachmana bila, dini boy lochalapachos, roy labila. If the Torah says you should do it, even though we say it's not ma'akev, mistoma, the Torah is saying at least you should have the ability to do it. It's all a svara. V'chein l'gabi kriya de chalitza, the same thing by the kriya of chalitza. Talk about even though kriya of chalitza, the kriya of calling out, base chalutz hanal, even though that's not ma'akev, but you need ra'ui likare. You find it by many times. We have the Ron quotes this in the third parak in Sukkah. You need a shakeable lulav, even though you don't need to shake the lulav. Ra'ui. Right, so you have this concept in many places. Okay, weiter. Two dots. Osha pasas pita merubos ksheira. So this is Mati's question. Hashta lo pasas klau ksheira. Pita merubos biboy. If you didn't do any petita, it's kosher. So pita merubos, big pieces, of course it's kosher. So, two answers. My pita merubos, sheriba bepetitim. Pita merubos means you did too many. That's why you might, merubos means too many pieces. That's why you might have thought it's a problem. Too many pieces, because there's a certain amount that you're supposed to. Rashi says, Shepitta Yosemidai. You maybe basically crumpled it up. You're supposed to just fold it over three times on itself. You fold it over two, they're mostly matzahs, the menachas. So they're doughy matzahs, like the Sephardi matzahs. You fold it over, and then you fold it over, and then you fold it over. I think you have a pile of eight. Right, that's as much as he's supposed to do. But he did more than that. So even that's kosher with the Yevid. Answer number one. That's what it means by merubos. V'bayasema or la'olam pita merubos mamish. Really, it means large pieces. Uma and the following. Uma udateima hasam hudi'ika toras chalos aleihen. You might have thought that if you don't break it up at all, that's okay with the Yevid because it's still called chalos. Aval hacha delo toras chalosika velo toras petitinika. It's not called chalos, it's not called pieces because you didn't do it exactly like the Torah said. So you might think it loses in both counts. Kamash malon, it's okay. It's okay. Period. Next. Lema masisa delo krib shimin. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon because Reb Shimon in the following Brisa is going to say that all of these avodos are ma'akev. Right, the Shita Mekubetzes here in Os Aleph wonders why do we assume that way. He just says the din. Maybe he's saying the lechatchila and our Mishnah is saying the bidyevet. So the Shita says that's not how the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is assuming that Reb Shimon is ma'akev. So let's say he's against Reb Shimon. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, "Kol kohen she'ena mode ba'avoda ein lo chelek b'kahuna." Any kohen that is not mode about the avoda, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's just read the brisa first. Doesn't get have a chelek in the kahuna. Doesn't have a chelik. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hamakriv is damashlamim, v'sachelik b'bnei Aaron, lo siyeh shokhaim in lamana. The one whose makriv gets a portion of the shok, moda ba'avoda yish lo chelik b'kahuna. If you're moda in the avoda, so then you get a chelik. V'shenem moda avoda in lo chelik b'kahuna. Right, only if you're moda in the avoda, then you get a portion. V'einli elozu bovad. I only know this has to do with the hakrava of the shlomim. Minayin larabos tesvav avodos. How do I know to include all the following avodos? That if you're not moda in any of these, then you are excluded. You're a kofer. How do we know? And which ones? Yitzikos, belilos, petitos. We have this already. Malichos, tenufos, hagoshos, kemitzos, haktaros, vahamalikos, vahakabolos, vahazos. Interesting, shchita is not on here. The hashka'a sota, and giving drink to the sota, these are all things that Kohanim do. Va'arifas egla. Arifas egla. The Kohanim are involved in that. Right? It's pashas of the psukim. If you look at the psukim in shoftim, it sounds like the zakenim are doing it. Not the Kohanim. Not the Kohanim. So the Nachalaisan. Who wrote the Nachalaisan? So Chaim Kanievsky Sefer on Egla Rufa. Big fat Sefer. All about Egla Rufa, the Nachalaisan. So the Chaim Kanievsky says, no, it must mean the Kaper La'amcha Yisrael. That, just that Kriya. That's what it's talking about, because the other part is not Ma'akev for Kohanim. Maybe Kohanim have to stand there. But Varifas Egla, Vitaras Mitzora, and Vinicius Kapayim, Bemi Machutz, Duchening, in or out of the base of Mikdash, Minayin, how do I know all of these are included in, if a Kohen rejects any of these, so then he's excluded from the Avot, from taking part in it. Tamalomar, Mibnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon, Avodah HaMasur, Bnei Aharon, and therefore, Kol Kohen, Sheinemodah Ba'in Lo Chelek B'Kahuna. Question mark. What do you see from this whole brisa? Reb Shimon has Yitzika and Belila and Petita by all of these. It sounds like these are Ma'akev. So isn't that Reb Shimon against our Mishnah? Let's just finish the whole thing, and then we'll talk maybe about it tomorrow. Amar of Nachman, Lo Kasha, Kar B'Minchas Kohanim, Kar B'Minchas Yisrael. These things are ma'akev. It depends what kind of mincha you're talking about. Minchas Yisrael, by a mincha that a Yisrael brings, debas kemitza he, that has to have kemitza done, because kemitza is done in the shirayim or in by the kohanim. So then, kemitza ve'eluk, mitzas kahuna. So then the kohen's involvement starts at kemitza. Liman al yitzika, ubalila shekshir bizar, then all the earlier stages are okay with the zar. Minchas kohanim, delabas kemitza he, minchas kohanim is totally burned in the mizbeach. So there's no kemitza that you could say, oh, from now kohanim are involved. So therefore, meikar by kahuna. The Kohanim were involved originally, and that's what Reb Shimon is talking about. Amar le Rava Michti, Rava says, one second. Minchas Kohanim, Heches Rabbi Litzika, Minchas Yisrael. You only know Yitzika by Minchas Kohanim from Yisrael. Mahasam Kshir Bazar, Afachanami Kshir Bazar. You shouldn't have any distinctions. You learn one from the other. So you get the Amar, you're right, give a different answer. Amar Rav Nachman Lokasha, Kan Benik Matzos, Kan Bishay Nik Matzos. Don't be mechayev between Kohen and Yisrael. There are some that are not Nikmats. There are some Karbanos that are not Nikmats. Like Minchas Nisachim, the Nisachim that goes with the Karbanos. There's no Kemitza there. So I'm Rav Michti, same question. Che'enik Matzos Ve'echa Yisrael Yitzika. Minik Matzos. Kinik Matzos. Mahasuk Sher Bazar. Fachanamik Sher Bazar. These still both learn from each other. So you should say they have the same halacha. So Elam HaChaverta, my season to look Reb Shimon. So you're right, go back to what we said before. This Brisa must be against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says all these avodas are Ma'akev by a Kohen, and our Mishnah says no, Lab Dafka, that they are Ma'akev by a Kohen. Just one other minute. I'll just mention this now, and then I'll talk more about it tomorrow. There's a very important shuv of the Avnei Nezer about a mumar doing chalitza, but it's based on a machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. What does it mean, a kohen she'ena mode ba'avoda? What does that mean, ena mode ba'avoda? So if you look on the side here, see it says chulin kuflamed beis. The Rishonim don't discuss it here, but in chulin kuflamed beis, Rashi says she'omer belibo dvar hevel hu v'lo tziva hamakom lahakriv lo karbanos. Ela Moshe Badami Libo. Moshe made up Sefer Vayikra. That's what it means. Eina Moda Bekarbanos. That's what Eina Moda Avoda. Moshe made it up. Right, like Esav rejected the Avoda. Moshe made it up. And the Ritva says Veloni Hirali. Says what? That's the can't be the pshat. Imkain my Ein Lo Chelek. Ha Mechayev Misa Shekofer Betaras Moshe. So what do you mean? Well, if he doesn't believe that Moshe, that Sefer Vayikra came from God, he's a kofer. He's a mumar. What do you think? Eina Moda Bavoda. So says the Ritva, no, Elohachi Pirusha, She'ena Moda B'mitzas Avodos. It's details. Of course he's Moda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, even Vayikra. He's not Moda about certain details. She'omer She'enam Tzrichos, Ve'enam Chova. He says, you don't have to Kemitza, don't worry about it. Meaning details of the Avodah, he doesn't reject it out of hand, because then he's a guy for many halachas. But he's, but for certain halachas, Abba Bishomer Moshe Rabbeinu B'bil, V'reinam La'akev. It's not Ma'akev, don't worry about it. That's what it means, Eina Moda Bavoda. You don't say that this Avoda is important. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give the Avoda. It's going to work out exactly what Rashi means. Rashi says that's only Eina Moda Bavoda. So anyway, that we'll talk more about that Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva tomorrow, and the Tshuva of the Adi Nezer. And maybe we'll also mention an important Ha'ara of the Emek Bracha about Nesias Kapayim, Befnim and Bachutz. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue to get back into Shechita B'Bailim a little bit tomorrow as well.